Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. 11:31 a.m. on Saturday, April the 22nd, 2023. It is a frosty 36 degrees. Most of the snow has melted. Yeah, we had it snow, maybe like an inch or two. An inch, maybe an inch. Not an inch or two, but maybe an inch. It didn't pile up on the sidewalks or streets or anything, but it was, I looked out at the park across the street and it was white this morning. And it's not supposed to get much above 40 today, so rather than get tied up doing something, I finished my writing for the day. Although I'm probably going to go back and do some more this afternoon. And I thought, well, what the hell? Put on my parka, wear my gloves. 36 isn't that cold. It is cold, but it's not that cold. It's not like 10, 15. It's not below freezing. And I'm probably not going to get to walk tomorrow. I've got to go have an MRI. Yeah, on Sunday. And it's not in town. I've got to leave town to do it. So it's going to pretty much destroy the morning. And I suspect that I may just come home and collapse. So, if anything, it'll be a blue day. I'll walk on the treadmill. Won't record. I doubt very much that I record. Let's put it that way. It'll get a big green M on my calendar. And we'll call it good. So, yeah, yesterday... The new bread, the bread I made with 20% whole wheat flour, has turned out to be really popular, and it was almost gone yesterday. I baked two loaves the day before, and one loaf disappeared before the end of the day. The second loaf almost disappeared. There's just a little scrit of it left this morning. So I did something that I wanted to do for a while, and that was I set bread. I did the first proof, the first rise, first the bulk fermentation, I guess is the correct technical phrase. I did the bulk fermentation in the evening, formed up the loaves, and put them in the fridge overnight. And I checked them this morning, and it was 5:30. And so they were in the fridge for about 10 hours, and I thought they were overproofed. I thought they seemed kind of flat, but in hindsight, I think that's probably because I wrapped them in too tight of plastic, and they just couldn't rise anymore. So I baked bread this morning at 5:30. It turns out that's absolutely viable. I might have had a quality control sample of the new loaf. And yeah, it's pretty tasty. Does it taste different? I don't know. I'm not sure about that, but I do know that it was really tasty. I really like the texture of it. Toasted up nice. So, yeah, I guess I know what's going to happen this summer. We'll be doing a lot of slow fermentation in the fridge. fed the starter yesterday with white, with all bread flour, white flour. And it's got a lot of bubbles on the top, but I didn't notice I got a lot of rise out of it yesterday. I don't think that's necessary. I don't think that's absolutely an issue. I think it's getting to the point where it's coming to be pretty mature. Today will be day 5. I could probably bake with it. I need to do a float test to see what it's doing, but I might be able to try a sourdough loaf. If not, well, see, I won't have to bake today. I already baked today. I won't have to bake. Probably won't have to bake tomorrow. But Monday? Yeah, I might. I might give it a shot on Monday. Maybe make a single loaf instead of committing to a double. So the writing's going well. This book is coming together. I'm like 3/4 of the way through this pass, and I'll have to make one more fast pass through. I've got one chapter that is perhaps problematic, and I may just delete the chapter. I'm not sure it adds a whole great deal to the story, but we'll see. We'll see. My fingers are so cold, even in my gloves. Let me do the ball the fists up in the gloves and see if that helps warm them. So I played some yesterday. I continued the ascension for one of my other characters in Ark Survival. I need to get him through the preliminary stages and collect the appropriate artifacts and stuff. I was short a couple artifacts. So I had to go line those up and pick up some trophies and, you know, the odd bits and bobs to get him through to the point where I can actually take him into the cave that marks the end point for the island. So far I've only got one character that has made the ascension and picked up his extra 15 levels. He hasn't actually filled them yet, but he has them. Unfortunately, he's working on the wrong map at the moment, so I don't know what I'm gonna do with this. It's weird problems. Did figure out how to get Steam to load all the games, not just the ones that are Linux games. So I can load them and see whether or not they actually work. A lot of them will, according to some of the stuff that I'm seeing. I did a lookup on what's the one that I just bought and haven't even opened yet. Zero Dawn Horizon Zero Dawn. Yeah, that's it. I bought it when it was on sale. I think I mentioned this the other day, but never actually loaded it because I was making good progress in ARC and enjoying it and had no reason to change. I've had some interesting suggestions for games to try. I don't know if I can get Linux to run Eve. I was thinking about maybe trying my trading characters again, but I don't know if I can get it to run. Robert has given me a couple of ideas. Portly Pirate. For bread, suggesting einkorn wheat, which I admit looks really, really intriguing. I have seen a lot of references to it in the sourdough space. And I think I can get it relatively easily. So maybe giving that a try. And also for games, what was it, Wormville? Coming up on Get Right, stay with me, Monk Post. Something like that. There are a lot of those kinds of games out there. The one that keeps popping up, which I find intriguing, and I was thinking about sometime earlier in the year, is Red Dead Redemption 2, along with Bioshock. I don't have a good shooter game. I like a good shooter game. Once in a while, I just want to go in and kill a bunch of zombies. Slay a bunch of orcs or something. And I used Skyrim SE for that a lot because it has some good shooter dynamics. I really liked playing an archer, stealthy archer. I really like playing the alchemy and smithing and working through, just playing the game and wandering around. So whenever I need to do something else, that's usually my go-to. That and Fallout 4. Fallout 4 was a lot of fun. I like Fallout 4 a lot. But I find myself doing the same thing in Fallout 4 that I'm doing in ARK. And that's doing the same things over and over again. Just start in the same place, follow the same strategies. There are four actual paths through Fallout 4, and a fifth, actually. I think you can get it. I think there is an end state condition where you keep all four of the resident factions alive instead of wiping one of them out, or two of them out, or three of them out. I've never been able to make myself play through either of the two fascist lines. For some reason, I don't know why, I just can't seem to do the military fascists or the altruistic scientific fascists. Fascist is probably wrong. Authoritarian. Fascist is probably right. What am I kidding myself? Anyway, those are kind of fun. But I found myself doing the same thing over and over again. It's like, how many times can I do this? Even when I added a couple of mods to the game, it was like, couple of the DLCs were interesting the first time, but tedious. And it's like, really? Do I really want to play this DLC? Do I really want to? There was a fifth faction. You could play Bandit. You could play the Thief faction and have the Bandits take over. I couldn't make myself do that either. It was much easier to wipe them out. It was. I always saw it as kind of the ultimate challenge to take them all down, take all of the Bandits down. Go over into that, whatever that Nuka world, I guess it is, and just slay them all. It was always a big fight. So, I don't know. I'm playing Ark. I like Ark. I'm getting to the point where I'm going to need to put Ark down for a while. Maybe when I get this guy, Pete. I get him ascended and see what happens after that. But I'm still looking for a new game. I fired up Factorio and it does have all of my old saves in it, because they apparently went to the Steam cloud, and all the saves are there, including the one that I ended while I was still doing chemo. When I got done with chemo and radiation, I used to play Factorio on a laptop. Because chemo was 4 hours in the morning on Monday. And so I was sitting in a recliner, wired up, tubed down, the whole bit. It's a long morning. Even if you're reading, it's a long morning. So I figured out how to... I figured out I could play Factorio on a Linux laptop. And so I always went in with a laptop at some point. I probably thought, oh well, I could write. No, you couldn't, you idiot. Couldn't think straight, let alone write. So I played Factorio, paid too much attention to Nihilos, then used a lot of his blueprints and lost a lot of the attraction to the game by borrowing solutions instead of coming up with them on my own. which I'm not necessarily going to do again, but you never know. I played one of the tutorials just for fun, just to see if it would work on the new machine. It works beautifully. I could probably get Banished to work again. I spent a lot of hours on Banished. I like Banished a lot. Might get City Skylines. That's supposed to be pretty decent. I know a lot of people who play a lot of the same games, like Minecraft and stuff, went to City Skylines and tried it and liked it a lot. A lot of the YouTubers that I follow played it a lot. I don't know. We'll see. One day at a time. Today's not the day. But I did do the walk. My nose is running. My fingers are cold. But I did the walk. Ice on the... snow on the Mugu Pine here. And I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and don't look for me tomorrow, but Monday is also another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.